Pepe Le Pew.
What do you used to say? Ma chérie. Sorry. Triple Team Traffic now. Ricky's brought to you by Mountain America My Style Checking.
The best accent on Pepe. We are looking at heavy and slow traffic southbound I-15 between 3300 South to about 106 South. And the accident that we had at 7200 South had been blocking a center lane of traffic. Has been cleared. All lanes are open northbound I-15. Still a little heavy and slow between 114th South to Midvale, and some eastbound slowing on the 21st South Freeway between Bangor and I-215. Michelle?
We have a new crash northbound I-15 prior to exit 256 in Spanish Fork. You can look for that on the right shoulder where crews are working on getting that cleared. But the rest of I-15 in Utah County is still showing good speeds at this point. Where I'm seeing slowdowns is 5600 West and Bangor Highway from Salt Lake down to Kearns. Mark?
KSL traffic troopers all over the help for us this afternoon into Davis County on northbound I-15 reporting. A couple of lanes are blocked northbound I-15 about 2300 North. There's a crash at the Macy's intersection up in Providence involving a bus and a car in Cache County, and travelers advisory snow levels will increase over northern Utah and southwest Wyoming tonight. Expect some major snowfalls. We'll get the new America First Business Cash Back Plus Visa. It pays 2% at the pump plus 1.5% for everything else. Visit americafirst.com/business for details. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the Nines. Kevin Eubank with your forecast.
Compliments of our overnight snow. This morning's commute was a rough one. This afternoon, significantly improved. Mostly cloudy skies in 30s, but another storm is already on the west coast headed our way. It will move in overnight and produce more snow for the Wednesday morning commute. And that snow will go on again, off again throughout the day. The mountains will see 1 to 2 feet. Valleys, we're talking 3 to 6 inches, and this is going to be a heavy, wet snow, mixing with rains at times, lasting all the way through early Thursday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
You have 25 degrees in Salt Lake City. KSL News Time, 4:42. Next time you go out to eat, I have a great recommendation in Draper. Just a moment off the 114th South exit, there's a gorgeous chunk of Italy waiting.